a great finish for the first half of the season. Comment on a full effort by the whole team.
Yeah, for me, that was a full effort for the whole team the entire first half, and that was the culmination of a lot of hard work right through summer, you know, all their fitness and strength and conditioning, and right through to training camp, preseason, and then we started getting our systems in place and, of course, our lineup in order over the first segment of the year. And we had a good start, and then there were some ups and downs, but what I really like is the perseverance in the group and the response after a tough game or a tough stretch, and to see them finish on a high note tonight with two really tough games at home in front of our fans who we love playing against, I think is a real testament to the perseverance of the group and the work ethic in the group.
Tonight, there definitely was a playoff feel out there that's indicative of these two teams.
Yeah, very much so. It definitely felt a little bit like the playoffs, not just Vancouver specifically, but just the playoffs generally, how tight checking it was, how physical, how every inch mattered. And, you know, I thought our guys really clawed for those inches, and that ended up being the difference. I mean, Vancouver's very well coached. Michael and his staff do a great job. Their team's very well structured. They're a disciplined team as well. They're not going to give you anything for free after everything that you get. And it was two teams that were really trying to play that way to the best of their ability tonight, and I think that's what you saw on the ice.
DJ Jerome, obviously a fun highlight. He has only had one goal in the last 11 games. He doubled up tonight. Your comment on the energy he brought?
Yeah, he brought energy on the defensive side of the puck. That was the biggest thing. So you think about, you know, the two goals that were scored, he was in a good position defensively first, and then that allowed us to transition into offense. So that's a big step forward for not just him, but our whole team and embracing that concept of, you know, defense wins hockey games, especially playoff hockey games. And then another example, that would have been Dante Hanoun. Big shot block at the end, and he ends up scoring the the insurance goal in the empty netter because of the shot block. So to me, those are great examples of that commitment.
We can't miss Griffin Outhouse's 100th win. He definitely was on a mission tonight too.
He was. You could tell he was dialed. He was going to do anything he could to get that win. He looked huge in the net. He tracked the puck, second, third effort saves, but also the guys really wanted it for him. And you saw that with guys like Cambite, Sidaway, Hanoun, Schultz. I could go on. They were just eating puck after puck, trying to do anything they could to get in front of it, to keep it out of the net, to get him that win. So that was a team victory, and I know he feels that way.
Certainly a well-deserved rest after 9 games in basically 2 weeks. What do you have up for the rest for the team and then as well for yourself?
The team's going to get some rest tonight and tomorrow for sure, and travel out tomorrow. Then everyone will have time with their families. We're going to reconvene in Calgary on Boxing Day, travel to Lethbridge on the 27th to practice, and then begin our Alberta road trip while the World Juniors are here. And the staff are going a few different directions. I have some family here and some family in Alberta. Spend some time with them. And JF Best is off to the World Juniors with Team Denmark and Philip Schultz as well. So we'll keep in touch, but we won't see each other for a few days here.